sad.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue the Rambam. We're in Perek Chaf Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis, Chapter 27, Law 12, in the Maznaim text. We're on page 294-295. Yes, we're discussing if a person goes outside the Tchum of Shabbos when he wasn't allowed to do that. The Rambam's position is he cannot re-enter the old Tchum because he has to go four amos in the other way. Similarly, if it got dark on somebody and before he was outside the Tchum, even one amma outside the Tchum, he can't go in, but he only can go 2,000 ammas. He doesn't, right? That's it. And if he was inside the Tchum, then he can go into the city, because he was inside the Tchum. So now in Yud Gimel, other related topics. Now we're talking about a guy who went out of the Tchum on Shabbos, but it really wasn't according to his willful knowledge. Now how can that be? The Rambam will explain. Non-Jews captured him. They kidnapped him. They took him out of the city, and they took him out beyond the city limits, and they dumped him there, let's say. Okay, or whatever. Oh, Ruach Ra, or an evil spirit got over him. He got a little meshuggener. He just went a little crazy, you know, and lost his control. He lost his control, and he ends up outside the city. Oh, Shishagag V'yatzar, or unintentionally made a mistake, whatever. He didn't realize where the Tchum was, didn't realize it was Shabbos. I don't know, whatever the Shogeg was. So what is the halacha? Ein lo arba amas. He still has only those four amas. That's
is
it.
Is a ruach ra a bad smell or a bad or a thing?
I said he went crazy. Shenitra fadaito, says Rashi. Okay. His mind went crazy. Are you on the right page?
I'm on Yud Gimel.
Right, we're on Yud Beis.
Because we're on Yud Beis, my friend.
You said Yud Gimel, but you went Yud Beis.
You said Yud Gimel.
Did I say Yud Gimel?
Yeah. It's all right.
You got it on tape. Right.
You did.
Okay, I meant Yud Beis.
Oh. Okay.
I was looking at Yud Beis. Didn't I say Halacha 12? I'm sorry.
We were a little bit off base.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, we were doing Yud Beis. Okay, person went out of the Tchum without his knowledge. Either he got kidnapped, or he went crazy, or something, or he a mistake. He only has those four amas. Now what if, Chazar Ladas, what if he comes back, within the Tchum,
with
knowledge. He knowingly goes back inside the Tchum.
Four amas.
You know, I don't know why he's doing it, but if he did it, Aimu El Arbamas, he still only has four Amas. Right? According to Rambam, he wasn't. Now the truth is like this. He has four Amas, but he could go four Amas back into the Tchum, because when he was willfully going out, the Rambam says he has to go in the direction he was going out. But this wasn't willful, so really, he could go four back in, but all he gets is the four.
I was going to say, when he goes back in, he doesn't have the whole city.
No, he just has the four. Now, what if Hechziru? What if those Ganovim, right, bring him back in, right? The robbers, they dump him back in. Then it's Ki'ilu L'yatz. It's like he didn't leave. And then the whole city is like his four amas. Because that already was totally, you know, not up to him at all. Now, what if these Ganovim, Vim Nisanuhu Bershusayach, what if they took him out of the city and put him in a private domain? Kigo, for example, Shinasu Nochrim Bedir Vasar Umaoro Biracheris. The Goyim take him out, they put him in a corral, or a pen, or a cave, or they put him in another city. They kidnap him and dump him in another Rishusayach. Then Yeshalach is called, he can go in the entire Rishusayach. Because that is the place he's in. He's in Rishusayach. Or what if by mistake he went into these places? And he remembers he's inside these places. He can go on the whole thing. He probably is excluding if he intentionally did it. Then he only would get the four amas. Okay, Yud Gimel. How about another scenario? He went outside the Tchum with knowledge. Even though he came back without his knowledge. How's that? Let's see, the non-Jews took him from outside. He was camping out, and they kidnapped and put him back in the city for whatever reason. Oh, Ruach Rori went crazy and went back into the city. Then, since he went out with knowledge, Ein Le'ele Arba Amas, he only gets four Amas even within the city, because when he left wrongfully outside of the Tchum. And similarly, if you went outside of the Tchum with your knowledge, even though he finds himself in a Rishus HaYochid right now. Kigon, for example, he went out of the Tchum, but he's in a deer or a vasar, he's in a corral or a pen. Ein Le'ele Arba Amas, which we inferred before already. He only has the Arba Amas.
How much is an Amma again?
Foot and a half. Hamefaresh Bayama Gadol. Let's say you're going to take a voyage in the, on the Mediterranean Sea. And that was indeed a story in the Gemara. There was a Gemara that we had Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah, and a number of other rabbis. They were on a boat. The boat left on Shabbos. Okay? The boat left
but
on
But isn't the water a Carmelis?
Yes. So what's the problem?
Okay,
so they're not carrying. They're not carrying.
Right.
They walked onto a boat.
Right.
Is there anything that precludes you from walking onto a boat even
depends,
on Shabbos?
Doesn't it depend on how high the boat floats above the water?
They're not carrying anything.
Okay, okay.
And the boat is its own Rishus HaYochid.
Right.
So what's the problem? They went into, and it's in the port of the city. They didn't go out of the Tchum to get to the boat.
Okay.
What precludes a person from going onto a boat on Shabbos?
If they knew the boat was going to leave. Yeah.
What does it matter? They're not driving the boat.
I thought you couldn't board.
You could get a bus and board.
You know. So they're on the boat, and the boat left on Shabbos.
Well, how's it powered?
You're not well.
Wind.
Let's not worry about those. Let's say it's a sailboat.
Okay. Okay. A sailboat's okay.
The boats the that they up. Did the in the days up. Of the Talmud, I don't think had motors.
They didn't have motorboats?
No. Okay.
No steam engines.
So, they weren't on sail.
So those boats were not
they
even
were, on
were not even Machal Shabbos. So now here's the point. So let's say the boat is now off into sea. So you're way beyond your Tchum Shabbos. The question is, can you walk in the boat?
Yes, the whole thing.
A big ocean liner, a cruise ship, it's a half a kilometer as it is.
Wind power. Wind
but that's what you designated for Shabbos.
So the answer is, Mahalich is kol asfinikul. You can walk into the entire boat.
Yeah.
You can even carry it in if there's, borders
a
around.
A railing
around it.
Yeah.
Because since, he was in that area that was enclosed on Shabbos, that is the area you're in. You're not going anywhere. Right? You're still on the boat. The boat is like...
The boat's going, but you're not going.
Right? You're in the boat, and you're not going beyond the boat, so you're not really going, you're not walking out into the sea and beyond.
No.
It's the boat that's doing that, and you're in the boat, and that's the domain that you're in, so you can walk all over the boat.
Just to go back, if you're on the boat, it's off the port, you don't need a railing. The boat's an eru on its own, we learned already.
Well, what if there's no railing on the boat?
But the boat itself, we'll go closer because to the it's side. Higher than... Whatever
oh,
it was,
maybe it's higher than 10 tfachim, maybe. Yeah. Okay, maybe that would be true.
Okay. There's going to be a railing anyway.
Don't we say the walls are like ibud? Ibud down
okay.
to the bottom of the
ocean All right, good,
floor,
good, good.
The
okay,
floor.
Good. You're correct, good. Okay, Yudal. Next case. Misha sechutz tchum shalolodas. Let's say the guy was taken out of the tchum without his knowledge. And while he's sleeping or whatever, v'hukaf b'mechitza b'Shabbos, and a whole bunch of people now made a mechitza around you on Shabbos.
Whoa, that's a problem.
Now, this came out of a story in the Gemara. There was a rabbi by the name of Nechemiah, the son of Rav Chaniloi. He was learning and walking in the street in the city. He was so involved in his learning, he just walked right out of the city limits without realizing it. Now he's outside the city limits, and then he chopped. He says, my goodness, I'm outside the city limits. So what do we know? He can't move. So Rav Chisda said to Rav Nachman, he said, your student Nechemiah is suffering because he can't go anywhere. So we got to do something to help him. Right? So he said, what do we do? We'll make a mechitza we'll make a human mechitza. Remember we said you get like 50 people or 100 people, you make a wall, whatever, to connect them back to the tchum.
Yeah.
So make a human wall. And that is the case that came into being over here. So the guy went out of the tchum not knowledgefully. And now what you do is a mechitza was made around him. So yesh lahalach kol osa mechitza. You can walk in the entire cordoned off area. However, v'hu shelo yeh yeser al pi mam. It can't be more than 2,000 amas. We already learned that yesterday in the Rambam because he can't go more than that. Now, and now the whole point being, but v'imhoye tchum sheyotzim imenu muv lo miktsosa b'chotza mechitza shenash lo daito, but now if the old tchum that he went out of gets subsumed within the walls of the new mechitzas that were made, that have surrounded him, so now they're overlapping, ho v'yesh lahalech es kol mechitza, since you can go in the whole area where the mechitzas are, so then ha'reza nichlus tchum, he can enter into the old city limits, the cave in Shikonis, and once he gets into the new city, the old city limits, it's like he never left, and that's how we save the day, and he can go back into the city that way.
What about the 100 people who are the Mechitza? How are they getting back in?
They held hands. They just walked back in. You can't...
They got an issue.
No. Because that's the new tomb. No, but right where
the
they
person
are.
Comes out, then they're breaking the Mechitza.
What do you mean? How are they doing that? Can't they all together?
I think there's somebody beyond... Well,
they're all connected. On the other side of them.
They're all holding hands.
Well, I don't know. They're one big mechitza that's overlapping the.
And they could just move the mechitza back. Wouldn't they just move
the
mechitza
back?
Let them
hold hands and walk.
And walk together.
Walk in.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. Too.
But they'd have to hold. If they could, if they let go, there'd be a problem.
That would be a problem.
Didn't we have a situation like this before? Where they built a mechitza around somebody, and the goyim had happened to build it.
Yeah.
In the valley, woke up and it was in the pizza.
But that was different. Then he didn't have the whole.
He has 2,000 amas.
Yeah. Did he?
Yes, he has 2,000 amas. Now we're adding that the 2,000 amas is overlapping with. If the guy goes, you know, if the guy will go more than 2,000 amas beyond the end of the tchum, then we can't help him.
Yeah.
Because he can't walk more than 2,000 amas within a new mechitza.
Right.
But if he's not that far away, then we can. That's a pretty big mechitza. You need a lot of guys. 1,500 amas.
For what?
You need let's say the guy's 1,500 amas outside the tchum.
Oh, that's big.
To get him back, you probably
need to get more than
10
guys.
You need like 1,000 guys.
You need to get more than 10 guys.
About 1,000 guys to get him
how
back.
Do they get out there holding hands? I don't understand how they.
Okay, you know
walk out. They walk out together. And expanding
the walk as a moving square.
A moving square.
Half of them are walking backwards.
A moving square.
Yeah, yeah. Or they could walk forward. They could turn around and hold hands that way.
Oh, I suppose.
Okay, anyway, now we come to a real tricky scenario coming up next year in Tesvav.
Okay.
Call me She'ein lo lozus mimkomo. Any of the scenarios that we just described where you're not allowed to walk.
Move from your spot.
And let's be specific here, because you went shalol adas. You were unintentionally out of the tchum, but now even if you're unintentionally, you're stuck. Ela besoch arba amas. You only can walk 4 amas. But guess what? The guy's got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no. That's a big
now, you could say, well, just take care of yourself where you're at. But the truth is, the Hilchas Tznius does not allow you to relieve yourself in the middle of the street or the middle of the open range. So really, you have to go and find a little tree, a little rock, whatever, and go behind it and go there. It's not like it's going to be within the 4 amas that you're at.
No,
so what are you going to do? Well, Hareze Yotze Umarchik. You may walk and distance yourself more than 4 amas from that place. Vinif then relieve yourself. Vachozlim koma, but you have to come back to your place.
Oh,
why are you allowed to do this? Because there's an aspect of kovod abrius, respect for humanity, and that pushes off a negative precept, because this is only negative. Tchum is only rabbinic negative. So obviously, a person's kovod takes precedence over that.
So, Rabbi,
fine. One second. Let's see now. Let's say he only was 20 amas away from the end of the Tchum Shabbos.
Ah, and he has to go to the washroom.
And guess what?
The nearest rock
happens to be within
inside
the Tchum Shabbos.
How convenient.
What if the place to go is to go inside
break.
The Tchum?
What a lucky
That's
break.
Where the nearest outhouse is.
Facility.
Yotzman, they went out of Be'eshis Rachid Liponis when he goes the distance to relieve himself. Hov and Nichna, since he's entered in the Tchum, he may continue to enter. It's like he never left. And the Gemara says, and if the guy's a clever guy, that's what he's going to try to do.
Whoa. There you go.
Really, there's a rock going the opposite direction from the city, 20 feet away, and there's one maybe 30 feet away going into the city. If you're a smart guy, you go into the city, because then you saved yourself, you can get back in. But that is all only when... For who shalom yotza mitchiladas? It's only when he left unintentionally. Klum Yotzlas would have intentionally left.
Oh boy.
Even though you would be allowed to go to relieve yourself, you're still allowed to go and relieve yourself. And even it's within the boundary if that's the nearest one. But Ein Lel Arba Amos, you're still stuck with those four Amos and you can't go any more.
So wait a second, if you went out with Das and you have to go to the washroom, they're saying you can't go more than four Amos?
No,
you can. Or you can go, says, but you have to come back to your four Das.
You only have the four Amos after that. You can go to a spot,
yeah,
but you're only going to have four Amos.
From the new spot.
It's not clear if it's from the new spot or the old spot. You have to return to the old spot.
But yeah, it's quite clear. And that's what I wondered about.
What is this? It's the end of 15?
End of 15, it says, and then return to his place.
He may walk only within Kermis, even if he re-entered his original city limits.
What? Yes, go back.
Yeah, he's still stuck to the four Amos.
Four Amos. So wherever he is, he's got four Amos.
But he can definitely go to the old washroom.
Yes, in privacy.
I have a question about this requirement to return to his place. First of all, it doesn't sound like we're saying that he did. If he went into the city, it sounds like we're not making him go back to the place where he was outside.
It's not clear. It's not clear.
But he's only got four Amos.
He definitely can't go back to the city. At best, he has...
No, but I'm saying even if unintentionally he left.
Oh, unintentionally.
We said that he could stay in the city. But here it says he has to return to his place after
that. That was when he left intentionally. The last clause says if he left intentionally, then if he goes even in the city limits to go to the washroom, only gets fined. But unintentionally, you can go to the washroom, and if it's within the Tum Shabbos, you can even enter and go all the way back in.
It also says here if you find a suitable place before you get to the city limits, the Sabbath limits, you have to use it.
Oh, which case? Which number? Which number are you reading? Which footnote?
42?
So 42 is, the children of states that when we intentionally move forward, once someone says, oh, so it's.
If you find something before, you can't keep going into the same.
Okay.
So in other words, you got to take that 20-foot rock.
So you got to take the closer one. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Unless
okay.
It's in the wrong direction, maybe.
All right. Yeah.
I'm having a lot of trouble with this. This four Amos. I mean, a guy accidentally goes too far. It's Erev Shabbos. So we're
Erev
saying
Shabbos. No. It's Shabbos.
I mean, it's not Erev. It's Shabbos.
It's Shabbos.
Right after Shabbos started. So that means we're saying that he's going to be in the dark all night by himself. With no shelter, no nothing. Next day he's going to bake in the sun, in the real heat of the sun. No food, no nothing. What kind of?
If you know that that's what's going to happen,
you're
going to be a little more careful,
right? Not to go out.
Yeah,
obviously.
That's what the Torah is saying.
But it's cruel. We're
no,
cruel.
The guy was being stupid.
So do we punish him with cruelty?
That's the law, man.
Lots of water first. So you know you have to.
That's the law. What if you didn't cook for Shabbos? What if you were playing the whole Shabbos after Friday afternoon, Ron, and everyone said, "Ron, you need supper." Well, you know, I'm having a great time watching this football game, and then it's Shabbos. I didn't cook anything. I'm going to starve. I got anything warm the whole Shabbos,
and I won't enjoy Shabbos. It'll be miserable.
So we told you to get ready for Shabbos. So we told.
I think there's more scenarios that could happen the other way.
There's a Tchum Shabbos. If you know there's a Tchum Shabbos and you're not going to be careful, don't go for a walk.
As we said, those times there'd be lots of signs.
But when does this apply, Ron? When does it? This only applies if you're in a place where there is no Eruv, and you go outside the Eruv, or let's say you're in a cottage place. And you have to leave the Erev, and you have to go 2,000 feet outside the Erev. Most people, in their mind, I mean, even Acher, when they told the story, and Reb Meir was following him, Acher was saying, we're at Tum Shabbos right now, you have to stop following me, because I don't follow the Yiddishkeit, but you do, and we're at Tum Shabbos. Even he, who is so far, he was
right. You have
most
to
people,
know
this
laws.
Is a, like a
Or we'll
pigeon.
Send a posse out for you. We'll send 1,000 guys to make a moving
Arab around. Arab, yeah.
You see that happened. They were worried his Shabbos would be bad. So you have to have a lot. So if you're going to do it, make sure you have a lot of friends. But obviously, once you learn these halachas, but let's put this: if the guy doesn't know these halachas, he's going outside the tchum. He's going to come back in the tchum.
It's not an issue.
But if you don't know the halachas, he's going to be coming in and out. Like all the people in cottage country don't know these halachas. They probably walk out of the tchum, they walk back in the tchum, so they don't bother them. So once again, it's only going to be a guy who really knows the halachas. If you know the halachas, what are you doing going for a walk in the country?
You can go for a walk, but be careful. Like you measure the telephone poles.
Or you go with somebody else who's going to be careful about that.
Well, you said when you were going in Godrich, you measured 10 telephone poles, and you actually got to 9, you turned back.
And that's it. So that's,
there's an awareness.
So you have to be careful. That's all.
Everything in Judaism, you need really an awareness.
Okay, Tessai. Right? What do you do if the non-Jew cooks your meal? You gotta throw it out. There's certain halachas, so those are the halachas. You gotta be careful. Okay, Tezayin. Call me Shiyatza Birshus Bezdin. Ah, this was your case, Sam. Anybody who goes out of the tchum with the permission, the express consent of a bezin, we'll see why.
Kiddush Levana.
Kegon, for example, Adim Shabo Lohoyd Al Rias Halavana. Witnesses who see the moon somewhere on their farm, they have to go to Yerushalayim.
They have to.
So they're going to have to leave the tchum of their little village.
They got
to
go.
And they're going to have to make it.
Not that way.
Or similarly to that. Now we know that because the pasuk says that the halach is Adim who see the month, they're allowed to go to the Besdin and testify even Shabbos, because it says in the Kiddush Asher Tikru'u Osam B'Mo'adam, as you call them out on their holidays,
time, on their time.
Meaning even you're going to have to go to Shabbos, make sure it's the right day.
Yeah.
So that kind of case. Or a similar case, as we'll see later on the next halacha, where Bezin allows you to do this. Let's say there's a special mitzvah that you have to do, which will be discussed in the next halacha. So once you do that, so Yeshu Alpayim Amah L'chol Ruach Ba'osamakum Shigilo. He gets 2,000 amas in the new place that he has reached.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a pretty good deal.
In other words, you had to come to Bezin. Okay, we give you 2,000 amas now where the Besdin is.
It's a good deal. But
you can't return to your home.
You can't go back to your
home. No, you can't go back home.
Because now there's no mitzvah to go back.
It's but like the hospital.
Says,
it's like going to the hospital with your wife.
It says in the beginning they wouldn't let them move the whole day. So Rav Gamliel said, well, that's not going to work. I guess they saw people were
not coming.
Don't want to bench the Chodesh. So it's okay, we'll give you 2,000 amas to every direction. And the Besdin is probably in a pretty well-populated area.
Probably
nice hotels around. And probably gave them a voucher if they were nice. Right?
Shabbos
a voucher to Hilton, Yerushalayim Hilton. So he gave him 2,000 amas, he could walk.
So one thing the rabbi
and
just
and more
said,
than that, let's just finish him. He gieled Medina, and if he takes even in a city,
ooh,
then Harehu Kanchir, he's considered like anybody in the city, could walk or out through the whole city. So let's say a case of Kiddush Levana was, Kiddush Lechodesh was in Yerushalayim. Right?
Okay.
So obviously he went to Yerushalayim, he can go anywhere in Yerushalayim. And 2,000
outside,
even outside Yerushalayim. Can't go back home, but it's enough comfort level. Or we'll see there are other mitzvahs that were not in Yerushalayim, which we'll see. So you still get 2,000 amas in every direction, and or if you're in a city, you can traverse through the entire city. And the example of mitzvahs are going to come in Halacha Yud Zayin.
Like Pikuch Nefesh.
So
yeah.
The rabbi said that you can't go back to your home because you've done the mitzvah already.
You can go home so after Shabbos.
No, I appreciate that. So I was wondering, I don't know whether I asked this before or not, but at the end of 15, it says you can go more than 4 to relieve yourself, and then you go back to your place.
If it's within the tchum of the old city. This is not within the tchum of the old city.
No, but I guess my question is, I thought this was even if you... I thought in 15, I thought this was, if you go to relieve yourself, more than 4 amas, nothing to do with
First
the city.
First of all, remember, he went out of the tchum, he wasn't supposed to go out of the tchum.
Right, so this is outside the tchum. And you're going more than 4 away, even outside, away from the city, to relieve yourself.
Yes.
So then what right do you have to come 4
you have,
more?
Because you have to go back to the original spot. That's where the spot where you started off.
Why? With. What's the point of that?
Because maybe the other spot's a nicer spot. You have to go back to that original spot.
So that's by way of punishment.
Yeah, you're in that spot. Now, for the, give you dispensation, but you got to go back to that spot.
Okay, because I read it the other way. I read... No, you're allowed to travel more than the 4 to go back, and I thought, why? Because you've already taken care of it.
No, you go back to the spot.
Okay,
Yud Zayin. Now let's give the other examples of other mitzvahs. Hayotzei Rishus, he got permission from the Besdin to go. For Amrlo, and they told him, go. And he's going. But as he's going, let's say there's a special mitzvah mission they give him. And as he's going, they yell out, hey, for Farnasis HaMitzvah Sheyotzei Lasos. The mitzvah got done already by someone. We just heard word. I don't know
Thanks.
How. It's Shabbos. But they found out the mitzvah is done.
And he's just left the tchum.
So now let's say he's outside the tchum. He left the tchum or whatever. And now he's in the middle of wherever. So, and I say it's a very unique case. How are they able to reach him? But let's say they reach him somehow. So now what does he do? So he's no different than had he accomplished the mitzvah. So where he found out, and where he is, that's as if he's done the mitzvah there.
I mean,
so
he now, made,
Yeah. Therefore, he can go 2,000 amas in any direction from where he's at. Because since he went with permission, So it's like he was Kona that area of Shvisa. Now that could be problematic. What if he's in the middle of the 401?
Yeah.
2,000 Amos isn't going to be that helpful for him. But that seems to be the halacha.
I mean, he may have heard from the person who's done the mitzvah on the way back that he's done it.
Maybe. Now that might be a good, but he only has 2,000 Amos.
Right.
Whatever, but either
doesn't
way.
Help him, but I'm
so the point he's saying, so at the moment he finds out, it's like he's completed the mitzvah in that spot. Mm-hmm. And there he's got 2,000 amos in that spot. Now what if what if he went out of the tchum, but his 2,000 amos will put him back in the tchum, then they can go back to his place, it's like he didn't leave, and he could be in the whole city.
Wow.
Now, V'chol hayotzim lahatzel nafshes Yisrael miyad goyim. Anybody who goes to save a Jewish life from goyim, or mina nor, or from a big river, or mina mapolis, or from a fallen wall. In other words, it's a life-threatening thing, an avalanche. So it's a life-threatening issue. And the Bezin says, go outside the city and go save the guy's life. And you do that. So how much you get? Yeshal paim amalachol ruach m'makam sheetzilo. He gets 2,000 amas from the place where he saved them. But there is one exception to this rule. What if the goyim are very strong and they're making lots of troubles and there's lots of anti-Semitic things going around? And now, it would not be very good. He's very scared to even stay within 2,000 amas of that area because he ain't in home sweet home and it's dangerous. So then the halacha shifts.
Go back.
You can go back on Shabbos and come to the original place, and more than that, and with their weaponry. The Gemara and Erevin tells in the beginning, what happened was, at the beginning they said, listen, you got 2,000 amas, and now you came, let's say, to save a Jew. So you came with your sword, you killed the goy, whatever, you saved the Jew.
Mitzvah finished.
But now you got a sword in your hand. You can't keep a sword in your hand on Shabbos. So what they did, they put the swords down, and they just hung around the 2,000 amas. But the problem is, the goyim chapped. What was going on over there?
And
then they'd run after these people. Yeah. First of all, they'd take their weapons, and then they'd run after them, and they would kill them. So at that point, they made a takana.
That wasn't good.
You know what? We got to make sure that the people can still defend themselves. Yeah. So if it's that kind of situation where there's a lot of goyim hanging around, go back to your city with your weapons to ensure your safety, because certainly that would be a pikuach nefesh that would take precedence over that. And with that, we finish Perek of Zion. One Perek to go, and then we get into much easier.